Well, we begin today by asking you to think about one of your most prized or special things that you own. Imagine if you got a day at, say, school, and it was a show and tell day, and you could bring one thing that was one of the most exciting things that you have to show and tell your friends about. I wonder what that would be. Wonder what you would bring. Something that is so important to you, it's like the best thing that you own. Do you have an idea?
Yeah, well, I have a stuffed bear. Mm-hmm. And, well, it's kind of big, but every day, I put a shirt on it.
Okay. And it's a bear that you would bring. And you would have lots to tell about that bear because it's something that you really, really care about, right? And I'm sure everyone else here could have that thing or those things that they would love to share about because it's your most favorite thing that you own. Well, the reason I ask you to think about that is today we get to talk about the Lord's Word as one of the things that's one of the most precious things that we own or that the Lord has given us. And I'm going to open here from this beautiful box, from this beautiful place, and pick out a copy of the Word, which is beautiful in itself, has gold around the edges. And we're going to learn about somebody who was so, so grateful that he had the Word that he just had to tell everybody about it. And he told everybody about it in what's called a psalm, which is kind of like a poem that he might even sing to the Lord with such thankfulness in his heart because he'd been given the Word. But I want to tell you that you're not going to hear the Word spoken about in here. You're going to hear him call the Word by different names. First, he's going to call it by the law of Jehovah. And then he's going to call it the precepts of Jehovah, or the commandment of Jehovah, or the judgments of Jehovah. And all those words, when you hear them, he's really talking about the Word and what it gives to us. Okay. And actually, before we get to that part where it's talking about the law and the precepts and the commandments, it's talking about the Lord as the sun, and you can imagine the sun rising in the sky, and this is what this person wants to start by telling us about. So here it goes. Let's see if we can listen to why he's so thankful about the Word. The heavens recount the glory of God, and the expanse tells the work of his hands. Day to day utters a saying, and night to night shows knowledge. There is no saying, and there are no words without their voice being heard. Into all the earth their line has gone out, and their statements into the end of the world. In them he has set a tent for the sun. And he, as the bridegroom going out of his chamber, has joy as a hero to run his path. From the end of the heavens his going out, and his circuit is upon the ends of them, and there is nothing hidden from his heat. And now here comes the part about the Word. The law of Jehovah is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of Jehovah is faithful, making wise the simple. The precepts of Jehovah are upright, making glad the heart. The commandment of Jehovah is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of Jehovah is clean, standing forever. The judgments of Jehovah are true. They are just altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, than much fine gold, and sweeter than honey and the drippings of the honeycomb. I want to put the Word back right here on its special box and its special wrapper or Word cover, and we're going to talk a little bit about why this person wanted to see how important the Word was. It was so important to him that he just had to write this poem, had to sing this psalm to the Lord and tell everyone about it, just like you might if you had something that was important to you and you got to talk about it. Well, this person was somebody who lived a long time ago, and he lived in the land of Canaan. And sometimes those people called the land of Canaan the Promised Land, because way back in the history of the ancient Israelites, they didn't have a land to call their own, and they were in Egypt as slaves. And the Lord took them out of Egypt, and he took them to a place called Mount Sinai, and he gave them the Ten Commandments. And I wonder how many of you know that they took those commandments and they built a very, very important special box to put them in. And they put them inside of that box, and over top of that box, it was covered with gold. And that box was called the Ark of the Covenant. Have you ever heard about the Ark of the Covenant? They would put that Ark of the Covenant in a very special place called the Tabernacle. And that tabernacle was what followed them, or they led them around in the wilderness until they got to the land of Canaan. But for now, I want you to think about them getting these commandments and knowing that they were so special that they wanted to put them inside a beautiful box covered over with gold, the Ark of the Covenant. So here, some of you might have seen this kind of thing before, but if you happen to go to school here, but here is a beautiful box, and it has a beautiful carving, and it has some of the words of the Lord's Word in it. And when you're ready for worship, you would open this box, and you would take out the copy of the Word, and you would use it on this altar. And when you were done, because it was such a special copy of the Word, you were going to put it inside for safekeeping, and there it would stay until the next time you needed it. And it's going to be protected and held sacred, and it's in a beautiful place showing that we respect it. And the ancient Israelites would have had it covered over in gold. Now, why would they cover it over in gold? I brought some gold bricks here. It's sort of just a pretend thing, but imagine this was gold. Why would they have covered it over with gold? Yeah? Gold is like one of the best things that people could get from the earth, right? It helps them buy all kinds of things. It helps them have riches and beyond. Yeah?
It looks like a gold present.
It looks like a gold present. It's just a brick. And sometimes in like Washington, D.C. in the Treasury Department, they'll have these bricks of gold, and they're just stacked over there. And it's so much money, you can't even imagine how much it is that's represented or in those golds. It's so precious. It's like the best of what this world has to offer is these gold bricks. And imagine you having those. And yet, what this psalmist said, what this person said in our psalm, is that the word of the Lord is more to be desired than gold. Yea, than much fine gold. More to be desired than gold. It's more precious than anything that money could buy. And he also said that it's sweeter also than honey and the drippings of the honeycomb. If you can think back to those people at Mount Sinai when they got the commandments, they heard from the Lord that if they obeyed those commandments and followed the Lord, he would lead them to that promised land, and they likened that land to a land flowing with milk and honey, sweetest things that you could taste. The things that they wouldn't have had in Egypt, but now it's just dripping in this land with the best of what things that we could eat. And he's likening it to that too, that the word of the Lord is even better than that, even better than that. So why is it so important that we have the word, that we have this thing called the commandments or the precepts of the Lord or the judgments of the Lord, all those things that are meaning the teachings that the Lord gives us in his word? Why should we treasure those more than anything else? It's because they can tell us about the Lord, they can tell us about the kind of life that he wants us to live, and they can tell us about the kind of things that the Lord wants us to do so that he can have us have a happy life here and go to heaven. Now, we know that Thanksgiving's coming up in just a little bit, right? And at Thanksgiving, we're invited to be reminded of all the things that the Lord gives us that we feel blessed by. Some of those might be those things that you would bring in a show and tell, right? And some of those things might be your family, and some of those things might be the food that you get to eat, or the things that you get to do, like trips that you get to take, all those things that we consider blessings from the Lord. And yet, the reason that we have Thanksgiving is so that we can be reminded, oh, it's actually more important for us to pay attention to what the Lord has to say, because then, if we're paying attention, then He's able to give us all those gifts. Then He's able to have us have fun in our families and have a happiness of life and be led to the kinds of good things that He wants for us. And all of that is contained in the Lord's Word. In this precious book that's even more precious to us than all the gold in the world, anything that this world can offer, the Lord's Word is more important, and it's sweeter than anything that we could eat, the best of what this world has to offer, the drippings of the honeycomb. Maybe for today what we can think about is, do you have a special place in your house where the Word is kept? Maybe you have something called a repository, and maybe you even have a copy of the Word all to yourself, your own copy of the Word. And if you do, or if you do have one of those places in your house where the Word is kept, I wonder if you can go back today and just look at it. Just notice it. Or find a copy of the Lord's Word in your house and just look at it and say, wow, it's amazing that we have that. And if you happen to have a place where it's very specially kept, notice the things that are around it and why it's there as a central part in your house. And another thing you might be able to think about is whether there is a quote from the Lord's Word somewhere in your house, like on the wall or on the refrigerator or in your room, that has some quote from the Lord's Word that again reminds you of something, a recitation that you might know. Because that's going to remind you that the Lord's Word is all around you, and it should be, because it's one of our most treasured possessions. More to be desired than gold, more to be desired than honey and the drippings of honeycombs, because it's the place where we learn how the Lord's caring for us and what He can do for us and how He can make our lives happy in this world and how He can lead us to heaven. And if we treasure it, if we keep it as a central place in our lives and we learn from it, then one day we might come to that place where we just have to tell people how important the Lord is and how important His Word is in our life, like that psalmist. And we can put our own words to that, because we know if I had anything that I wanted to show and tell anybody, it would be the Word. It's the most important thing to me. It's the most precious gift that the Lord has given us. So we're reminded today of the Lord and His Word and things that He tells us in the Word and how we should treasure it. And I hope you can go back and see some of the things of the Word in your house and be reminded it's the best thing that the Lord's ever given us, and we should treasure it. Amen.